This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Sometimes we talk about seeing the big picture. We talk about it or hear people saying you've got to have a big picture, meaning to have a global outlook or seeing things in their total perspective. And I want to suggest this morning that our eternal God has a big picture about you and me. He saw us when we were conceived in our mother's womb. He knows what's happening every day, every hour, every minute, and that's a great comfort. In other words, nothing can escape the global vision of God, and we are the center of his care and attention. I reckon that's great news. But oftentimes, life's experiences tend to make us unsure of God's love or interest. Now, there are things like sickness or illness can actually make us question God's presence, and we can say, why did God allow this to happen to me? I remember it was the Christian author C.S. Lewis who used to say that God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pain. He said, it's his megaphone to raise a deaf world. And recent tragedies in different parts of the world have brought people to church to pray. People who have never been to church before have gone to seek the divine help of God. They've been there to ask for God's help in time of trouble. Why? Because there's been nowhere else to go. So when bad things happen and people suffer tragedy, it's a common thing to see this turning towards God. And they realize that all the resources that are usually enough when things are going well, they're the things that fail in the face of adversity. It's like the fire engines we see driving around the city. We get out of their way. If we're in traffic, we let the fire engine go through. We don't think much about it. But if we knew that fire engine was heading towards our home to put out a fire in our home, we would have a different reaction. Bad news, of course, takes our attention. So how does God get our attention? I read a lady who told a large audience about the many foster homes she'd lived in up to the age of 8. And she'd moved from place to place and she came home, found a family, and she was happy as a girl. She felt loved and accepted and then everything was going well. One day she ran home from school to find her little brown suitcase was packed waiting for her, and bad news was she had to leave that family and move on again. And as she spoke to this audience as an adult, reflecting on her childhood, this was the heartache of having to move again. She noticed a few people in the audience were starting to cry in sympathy with her plight. And then she said, look, don't feel sorry for me. You see, these difficult experiences brought me to faith in God. So something good and positive came out of that difficulty, and as it does for us, if we can only look and see it. Our Heavenly Father knows the big picture of our lives, and he uses all kinds of ways to speak his love for us. Now, he may use soft whispers or a gentle nudge, or he may use something more dramatic, and in that way he gets our attention and calls us to himself. Now, the theologians use the word omniscience, that's omniscience, to describe the God who knows all about us. It actually means, omniscience means universal knowledge. In other words, God has all the knowledge. Scripture tells me in Romans 11, how great are God's riches? How deep are his wisdom and knowledge? Who can explain his decisions? Who can understand his ways? Who knows the mind of the Lord? Who can give him advice? All things were created by him, and all things exist through him and for him. To God be the glory forever and ever. That's Romans 11, 33-36. So perhaps you feel sometimes that no one understands you. I was speaking to a colleague recently who said to me, everyone misunderstands me. No one really knows the true me. And maybe that's more common than we realize. But God knows you. He understands you. And as I said, he has the big picture. So he knows all the details. In fact, God understands better than you do. I think that's good news for today, isn't it? Well, Lord, our memories are good and bad, but I pray that you'll help us to forget the hurts of the past. And we don't want the hurts to blind our eyes to the beauty of today. So help us to find a quiet spot, Lord, to think of your goodness and the world that we live in. We want, Lord, to be part of that beauty. So hear our prayer, because I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.